Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at DysfunctionalDysfunctional.com. Today I got a chance to chat with a new member on Season 3 of The Last Ship, Al Coronel, who plays the role of antagonist Manuel Castillo in 6 episodes throughout the summer. Coronel is no rookie when it comes to the limelight, as he can be seen on plenty of other shows, including CBS's Rush Hour, ABC's Secrets and Lies, NBC's Heist, and Telemundo's Sinvergüenza.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Jesus. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm
good.
Great.
Good.
So when I found out I was going to get to interview you, I was talking to somebody who knows you, Angela Ortiz from CephijaOnline.com.
Yeah, yes, man. I love Angela.
Yeah, she's amazing. And we agree, you're an amazing actor, and you've had so much, so many great roles in your career, and to see you coming to this show is amazing. What kind of character would you say you're playing, and how has this been different from anything else you've done?
Well, if you've seen my filmography, my credits, I somehow tend to get cast in a lot of law enforcement roles, police officer, the detective, or the doctor. So getting a chance to play this politician, especially in our current time, it was a real interesting challenge for me. But not so much a challenge as it was a new experience. And it was certainly exciting for me to think of, oh, look, I get a chance to fill the shoes of a politician and get to see what happens when this politician has to report directly to the president. And, you know, as you know, every politician has their agenda. Every politician has their own beliefs. And sometimes they're forced to agree with certain things that are against their beliefs or that they really aren't in agreement with. So getting an opportunity to actually portray that on screen was something that I thought was going to be very interesting and exciting.
So You come from a military background, and this show it's mainly military. How has that helped you in preparing for this?
Well, you know, I spent 8 years in the Marine Corps. So when I got cast in this role, you know, I in my time in the Marine Corps, I was actually stationed on board 2 different naval vessels. So it was a little bit of coming home and being able to still somehow have that connection to the military lifestyle, but at the same time, doing the acting, which I couldn't have asked for a better scenario. It gave me a chance to come in, and, you know, I'm very meticulous. Whenever I see any kind of TV show or film that portrays the military, specifically towards the Marine Corps and the Navy, which I'm very, very familiar with having been in it, I'm always very meticulous about, are they getting it right? Are they putting attention to detail? Are they making up something that isn't really what the Navy or the Marine Corps is about? And I had been a fan of the show prior to even knowing that I would audition for it. So when I was watching the show, I thought, wow, whoever the advisors are on the show are really good at getting, you know, the way that they speak and the chain of command and the customs and courtesies correct. My first day on set, I saw a gentleman who everybody was walking around in wardrobes, so they were in military uniforms. And I saw this one gentleman who had headphones around his neck, and he was in uniform, but he didn't look like an actor to me. And he certainly carried himself as somebody in, you know, in the military, the Navy or the Marine Corps would conduct themselves. And I approached him, started talking to him, and found out that he was actually an admiral in the Navy that was a liaison to the show for the Department of the Navy. So he was actually there on official business, watching whenever they put anybody in military uniform in front of the camera, he was there to make sure that the way they spoke, the things that they said were accurate with the customs and courtesies of our current naval.
I'm glad it's portrayed in a very realistic way. It's always good to pay homage to our real-life heroes.
Right, right. And it was, again, coming from a military background, for me, that was just, it just felt like home. It felt very comfortable. And my hat's off to the writers and producers for staying within, you know, what it is to be in the actual Navy. So they portrayed it correctly.
That being said, and since you were a fan of the show before you came on it, how thrilled were you when you were actually told that you would be part of this season and having such an amazing role?
You know, when I first got cast, I really wasn't given any idea of what the extent of my character would be. And the casting director, Gary Zuckerbrod, who cast The Last Ship and another show, Rizzoli and Isles, he also later confirmed to me that, you know, when we brought you into this audition, we didn't have any idea what they were going to do with this character. We didn't know if it was going to be one episode or two episodes. We thought two episodes at most. And as I started working on the first episode, then I found out I'd be in the following episode. I thought, wow, this is great. And it just seemed to get bigger and bigger and bigger as far as the scenes, the dialogue, who I'd be interacting with. And it snowballed into something that I had never anticipated or expected. So it was a very, very much a welcome surprise, and one that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, definitely. The show starts off season 3 extremely intense, and it's amazing to say that it ups the ante because it's been intense throughout the series. What is it like for you to come into such an intense series and see it bloom much more?
Oh my God, I'm more as a fan, I am excited to see the final product because, again, you know, it's a Michael Bay production. It's shot like a movie. The first two seasons were full of, you know, excitement and action. And they certainly have upped the ante this time around. You said you saw that it starts pretty hectic. I mean, yes. Now you saw the first episode, I assume?
I saw the first two episodes.
Oh, goodness. I'm dying to see them. As you know, it was postponed due to the tragic events in Orlando and some curious similarities to the first episode of the season. But, you know, being a Michael Bay production, and Stephen King and his writing staff have done an amazing job of just finding new avenues to explore, because we're not talking about just the intercontinental United States. We're talking about this virus that has impacted the entire world. And there's so many, you know, by the end of the season, you're left wondering where else can they go? But there's so much more that they can do because we're talking about something that's on a global scale. You know, this season they've referred to China and Asia, but then, you know, what about the UK? What about, you know, the African continents? You know, what else, what other adventures could be portrayed in this series? And, you know, everybody's got their fingers crossed about getting another season, but this season really upped the ante significantly to the first and second.
Coming up for you, and I believe you're in 6 episodes of the season. What can we expect from you and your character?
Oh, you know, he definitely is a politician that you're going to be wondering what his agenda might be. You know, again, I was mentioning earlier about politicians. They have their own beliefs, and then they have those people that they have to answer to. Who does this character answer to? Is he self-serving, or is he actually there to serve those people that he represents in his region? And he's got some strong beliefs. So you're going to get to see as the season progresses where those beliefs lie. Are they good beliefs? Are they bad beliefs? You'll have to tune in to find out.
You also have some amazing projects coming up, The Darkness, and you are now cast in Wolverine. Can you say anything about either of those?
Oh, unfortunately, I can't because, you know, Marvel is so secretive about the content, even up until the moment of filming, that they keep a pretty tight lid on things. I mean, I haven't even seen the script, so I'm excited to get this opportunity, certainly being a part of such an amazing production. But yeah, it remains to be seen to what extent my involvement will be.
Awesome. Well, I hope to see a lot more of you coming up because you're an amazing actor, and
Oh, thank you so much.
I can't wait for the upcoming season of The Last Ship.
Yeah, and it premieres this Sunday night on TNT on the 19th. And, yeah, I'm excited to see it as a fan, and more so because I'm on the show, but definitely as a fan, I'm really excited to see the whole entire season.
Definitely. Where can fans find you on social media?
I'm sorry?
Where can fans find me?
They can find me at Al Cornell on Instagram. Same thing on Twitter, Al Cornell.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time. It's been great talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Jesus.
TNT's The Last Ship Season 3 premieres with a 2-hour season premiere on June 19th. Listen to more of my stuff here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, and Dysfunctional LA on Facebook.
I'll see you when I see you.
Be safe. The moment no one saw coming all leads up to the explosive new season. Now, an exclusive sneak peek from the 2-hour season premiere of The Last Ship.
All of Asia is here.
Laos, Cambodia, India. They all came to kiss the ring and bring home the cure.
As of 9 months ago, Pang was a minister of state security. He's clearly moved up in the world.
Perks of being the only one to survive in the state bunker. Rumor is he killed all the top leadership and waited out the plague next to their rotting bodies.
Japan's a no-show. Makes me wonder if there was anyone left to send.
So the rumors are true about the virus mutation.
You're a man in Havana. I was hoping you would tell me.
Information is hard to come by in Hong Kong, even for me. And Pang will talk about everything but the elephant in the room.
Well, let's poke the elephant. To our host, President Pang.
Yeah, 对您, Chandler 舰长.
And to you, Captain Chandler.
你一系了世界.
The man who brought the cure to the world.
Hi.
I came to China with more. But I wonder, Mr. President, if I haven't done enough.
As I have told your president several times, we are doing everything we can, but even China cannot deliver the cure so quickly over so large an area.
Due respect, Mr. President, I don't think you're trying hard enough. If you won't spread the cure, my president wishes you to know that we will. What did I do?
The elephant has been poked.
Saberhawk, touchdown.
I have Saberhawk touching down at the LZ. Lincoln's on his way to the club.
Insult anybody, but we're out of here in 30 minutes.
Captain!
Something's wrong.
Contact with Lincoln or the landing team.
They got away.
I chased them as far as I could. I circled back to the club.
These guys are pros, and they wanted hostages.
We'll call the James from the Hilo. He couldn't have gotten too far.
RPG!
Season is here, and it's time to reenlist. The Last Ship.